Facebook confirms plan to destroy Instagram and turn it into TikTok.
They do. So Instagram head Adam Mosseri has confirmed that Facebook had decided basically to, I've got to say, ruin its app by having full-screen video content and recommended video feeds, stating it's no longer a photo-sharing app. So we talked about the future of the app, and they're going to start testing that full-screen, immersive, entertaining, mobile-first video experiment with things. So it's basically going to become TikTok out there. So, you know, for those people who've listened to what I said before, I'm not a big fan of TikTok. I think that's a shame because I think Instagram is a nice place out there as well to post all your photos on there as well. But thereafter, you know, they think that TikTok is competition and YouTube, so they're going to basically turn it into a video sharing platform, which for me is quite disappointing.
Okay, all right. The dangers of being ahead of the curve, please explain.
Well, I've not had a good week when it comes to doing this, let me tell you. So things do go wrong in my life, people, when it comes to tech stuff. So middle of last week, I thought, you know what, I'm going to install the new Apple operating system, iOS 15, on my phone and watch, which is not going to be available for the general public until probably September when the new iPhone comes out. And suddenly I had a few apps that didn't work, and one especially is when the Square app out there as well, which I use to charge people when I go and see them. I had to wipe the phone, wind it all back in time, spend hours doing that, and suddenly discovered I've actually bricked my watch entirely, so I now have to wait till September so I can reactivate my watch when everything will come back to life on that. So, you know, the public beta is out there for iOS 15. You don't need to install it, people. We'll tell you all about it because some things just do not work out there. And there are people out there also downloading Windows 11 as well, which you can turn on preview mode and get Windows 11, which will go on your machine. Big warning out there as well. You've got 10 days to change your mind. If you decide, you know what, on the 11th day, I don't like it because some of the stuff I've got doesn't work, bad luck, because you're going to have to do a clean install on there, which means backing up all your data and you lose all your programs on there. So don't be that person that goes out and tries to be ahead of the curve. That's my job to go along and do that for you. Just wait patiently until the update arrives.
Yeah, I mean, what's a few months, really? Hello?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but I don't understand that, Darren.
No, but yeah. You're a professional. Now, speaking of Windows 11, Microsoft's blue screen of death gets a makeover.
For Windows 11, it's exciting, isn't it, Darren? So the blue screen used to be blue. In Windows 11, it's going to be black.
Okay, well, I suppose you have to see it to... I mean, I don't care either way, but... it's just a change for the sake of change. There's no actual...
It is a bit. I get people who ring me up and say, literally go along and go, the code at the bottom of the screen of the blue screen of death says this. And those codes are basically nonsensical. They don't really mean much. I've got to let you know that, people. Blue screen of death or the new black screen of death will mean you've installed something or there's been an update come down which has crashed your system or your hard drive is about to die.
Mm.
So don't ignore the blue screen of death. If you've installed something recently, uninstall it, usually fixes it. But if it repeatedly comes up, you know what, go and get your hard drive tested because it is a sign that it might die and we don't want that for people.
Indeed. All right, mate, thank you for that. And there's a heap of information on Richard's excellent website, including updates and dates on when things are available via talktech.com.au. And if you have any tech questions... then send them through to Richard, or you can just send them through to me here at the station and we'll pass them on. How about that?
Yeah, it'd be good to do. It'd be good for people to do some questions as well on this segment.
All right. Have a good day, mate.
Thanks, Darren.